Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon to everybody. I have a short presentation for you today on some of the aspects that we're working on in transport statistics here in WP6 over the last 12 months. Firstly, in case you don't know, our basic statistics activities for rail covers things like vehicle equipment, infrastructure, modal split indicators on passenger and freight volumes. All of these data are collected with our partners in Eurostat and the International Transport Forum. They're available through the UNECE statistics website in easy to use and easy to download formats. In addition to this data collection work, we work on methodology, and so one of our outputs is agreed standardized international definitions for various terms in the transport sector. So we have the Glossary for Transport Statistics, 5th edition from 2019. In the last 12 or 18 months, we've also tried to improve the way we disseminate our statistics. So one of the outputs is an interactive online version of the Transport Statistics info cards, the screenshots on the right there. And in addition to that, we've started to try to improve the narrative around our statistics. So one of the outputs there is a data story on road safety. Further ones will be coming in the near future. And if I've got time at the end, I'll show you what that looks like on the web. So in addition to the annual data that we collect, every 5 years we conduct what we call the e-rail census, which complements our e-road census. On the rail side, this involves collecting traffic levels in terms of number of trains split between passengers and goods on the e-rail network as defined in your AGC infrastructure agreement. After the 2015 round, where it was mainly Excel-based, we've tried to improve the dissemination of these origin destination data by visualizing it with a straight line map, which you can see on the left there. But since then, our data science ability has improved, and what we're trying to move towards now is visualizing these origin destinations on the AGC lines as they run in real life. And so the map on the right-hand side there shows you what the goods trains look like in Bulgaria following this method. We've pioneered this on the E Inland Waterway network, but we're trying to use the same approach to the e-rail network as well. And again, at the end of my presentation, I can try to show you the prototype version that we've done for the 2015 round. As part of our efforts to modernize and digitalize our data collection in line with the ITC strategy, we're helping countries look at additional data sources that may be appropriate for producing transport statistics. One of these is mobile phone data, and we're an active participant in the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data, which has a subgroup on mobile phone data. And within this subgroup, there's a task team specifically focused on transport and commuting statistics. Just this week, we had a webinar on the topic of using mobile phone data for public transport statistics. And so we had two interesting presentations, one from the Netherlands and one from Austrian Railways, about their efforts of using positional data from mobile phones to produce passenger transport statistics specifically on the rail network. And it's a collaboration between one of the telecom communications companies in Austria, OBB, and Invenium Insights. And they're actually quite far advanced in taking these data, processing them, ensuring privacy, and actually producing something that is useful in terms of knowing where passengers are alighting and disembarking on the Austrian rail network. Whether this is going to head towards official statistics remains to be seen, but it's already being used for analytical purposes and understanding how people move around in Austria. It's fitting into the Austrian transport model, for example. If any organizations and rail companies have experience in this and want to collaborate with others leading in this field, then please do get in touch. My final slide here is related to the transport-related sustainable development goal indicators. We have four indicators in the global set of indicators that are relevant for transport, which have been decided on mainly based on global data availability. However, we're aware that these indicators on their own are not sufficient for tracking sustainable transport in every country, and in particular in the UNEC region, where we often have much better data than this. And so what we're trying to do in 2023, halfway towards the 2030 achievement year of the SDG framework, is to consider what additional indicators are appropriate for monitoring sustainable transport in UNEC region and UNEC countries. We're currently in the stage of collecting national examples, and we have interesting ones, including from the Netherlands and the UK, on indicators that they're using for this kind of national reporting. And if there's any rail-specific indicators that you think we should be using, then we can consider this for our region as well. I will just stop sharing my screen and reshare. It's to show you two of the outputs that I mentioned, if I've got time. So this is the prototype of what the eRail census data for 2015 for goods trains looks like when we actually map it onto the AGC network. There's still some questions about data quality in some areas, but if I focus down onto a country like Poland that has very good data, you can see the main trends in the country in terms of where the goods trains are moving. We think this is a useful visualization and an increase in the value of the data set to start with, but we also want to use this visualization and combine it with other geospatial information on the road and inland waterways side to identify where there's more opportunity for modal shifting in certain countries. The other product that I just want to show you quickly is the idea of taking our data and adding narrative in an attractive format. And so one data story we've done is on road safety in the UNEC region. And that shows trends in fatalities and taking a scrolly telling approach, adding some narrative, and just increasing the value of the data that we collect so that policymakers can understand it. I know you're short of time, so I'll leave it there, but I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.